Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my mom, and my retired business partner. I actually have to say that every single time, Debbie Peters. Hi, Mom.
Thank you for saying that, Greg. Hi.
I think she's I'm going to remember that at some point to stop pestering her.
I'm getting really good at this retired thing. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to go out and garden and you get to work at the library. And
yeah. One day I went out and weeded a little bit of spot, you know, one spot that really needed some weeding. And it was like the middle of the week. And I didn't have to kill myself on the weekend to get it done.
Oh, nice. Lady of leisure. You know how to.
Yeah.
But you work awfully hard for a lady of leisure. So.
Well, now that I have my new ladder, I can do even more stuff.
Oh, good. That's right. You got the ladder for your birthday this year, didn't you? Yep. So what are you using your ladder for?
Well, I already used it once to get up higher so that I can thin more apples in my apple tree.
So the
limbs don't break.
Well, that's an important thing, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when Andy and Debbie dropped me off after we came back from Fort Wayne, I asked for a lesson in it. So he showed me other stuff.
Oh, okay.
I watched on a YouTube video, I think it was, but Little Giant makes a whole bunch of ladders.
Okay.
And so mine was different than the one that they were showing me.
Oh,
so Andy showed me. I'm all ready now.
Yeah, you're the instruction manual for the wrong ladder.
They don't have an instruction manual.
Okay, well that makes it even harder then.
I know they have, you know, one of those little codes that takes you to supposedly the manual, but it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So I had to look online.
I'm glad you got it all figured out and you were able to thin out those apples.
Yeah.
So that means we should be getting some apple pie soon, right?
Yeah. Well, and for those of you who don't know, I celebrated my 75th birthday this summer in July. And so I got my ladder, was what I wanted for my birthday, even though Steve said I couldn't have it. My wonderful kids vetoed him and got it for me. And then one of my friends got me a Kirkland Costco gallon, big tall bottle of vodka. We have to have a big party, I think. So my other son, Andy, was telling his friends at work about the party and his mother turning 75 and that she got a ladder and a gallon of vodka. And he hoped that she doesn't use them at the same time.
Okay, well, that would actually seem to segue nicely into our topic for this time, which is some of the more unusual benefits we've seen people get from networking, or maybe even we've gotten from networking. And I would say that a gallon of vodka and a ladder, that would be sufficiently unusual, at least. So one of the things we kind of want to underscore is that, you know, a lot of people think that networking is all about, you know, getting the next job, either, you know, finding a job for your career or getting a client for your business. And you can get so many other benefits from your network if you're willing to ask, right?
Yes. Yep. And in fact, I think 2 weeks ago when we did our podcast on use of technology, which I didn't like that podcast.
Because you don't like technology.
Well, here's why I don't like technology. I have this super duper little speaker dealy thing that came with my cochlear implant that I'm supposed to be able to plug into my computer and then have this all go into my ears so that I can hear Greg rather than having these stupid earbud things on that keep falling out. And I even went and had a special session with my cochlear coach on how to use this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down everything that I'm supposed to do. Did it work today, Greg?
I'm guessing it did not, Mom, because you still have the little thing eating ease in your ears. So
yeah. So that's why I hate, because you know I can do something to technology that no one else can. Is that right?
It has been known for you to come up with new and fascinating ways of things not working. And in fact, even after I went to the lengths of setting up so I could actually share your desktop, you would just find different technology that wouldn't work for. So, Greg, now my phone isn't working. I don't have a connection to your phone. So we end up having to take pictures of things and send them.
Yeah. So I rest my case. So
All right.
anyway,
So
so I'll
ignoring the
stop whining.
problems of technology.
Yeah. I'll stop whining about technology. But one of the things that I talked about 2 weeks ago, and I'm still going to talk about today, is you can get wonderful recommendations from people because people like to be asked so that they can help. You know, they want to be of service. So let's say, you know, you need a new car and, you know, you've looked at maybe a couple models and you can put it on Facebook or some other social media app and say, hey, you know, has anyone had experience with these two cars and what, and good or bad, let me know. So you have more information so that when you have to make a decision, you can make it a better, hopefully a more informed decision on either buying something or using something. And I think that's really great. What did you call it? Crowdsourcing?
Well, okay, yeah, I guess you can call it that. That's basically you're reaching out to a group that you're a part of and saying, "Hey, could you help me out here?" Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this goes back about 15 years now. I was at a sales training and was talking with one of the guys there about some of the challenges we were facing because we had a brand new baby at home. That was baby Kaylee. And we had brought in a nanny, and the nanny was not working out. Not because of anything that we did, as far as I understand. She just decided that she wasn't prepared to start a whole new relationship with a new child, and so didn't want to do it anymore, apparently. So I was talking about this, and the guy at the next table said, "Are you looking for a nanny?" I said, "Yes, I am." He says, "I can introduce you to my daughter-in-law." That was Miss Beth.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
Nope, 15 years ago, and she is still part of the kids' lives. They still go on
Yeah.
adventures all the time. She has taken care of. People say, "You know, your kids are so well behaved. It's because we hired well." So certainly, yeah.
I didn't realize that came from a
Yeah, that came from being a part of a network. It was a sales group, but we were networking basically, and he made that referral or the recommendation to me, and obviously it seems to have worked out pretty well. So,
Yeah, I would say it worked out really great.
what other things could we think of that would be benefited from some non-sales related? I know for me, this was again some years ago. My friend Mike Wynn. Who I met actually through that same sales training, he connected me with a local radio host,
Oh,
Lucianne
yeah.
Lance, who was looking for people, experts in various business topics to come in and do these 2-minute quick tips topics. And I worked with them for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, recording these 2-minute networking tips that would go out on the air. And you know, hey, it put my name out there as an expert. And they also gave me back the recordings and said I could do whatever I wanted with them. So I have been making use of those in my, you know, online tips, and I've created some products with it. It was just awesome opportunity that Mike put me in touch with.
So you got content.
I got content. Well, I mean, the original content actually came from my blog that I'd been writing for years before that, but still, just you know, it just keeps building and building. And I'm not sure I would have sat down and recorded those things for myself, but because it was like, you know, something that I could do for someone else, it ended up working out for me too.
It had accountability built into
Yes,
it.
it did. And it often it was the night before that I was supposed to go in and do my recordings, and I was like, okay, this one's got.
You know, and I hadn't thought about this, but my friend Kieran Lucas, we became friends probably 20 years ago now because She lives in the same landline phone system that I do.
Okay.
Now I no longer have a landline, but back in the days, it was the Lucky. Lucky is a little tiny town in Ohio, and it was the Lucky phone system.
Okay.
And there were maybe I'm guessing maybe 200 people. It was tiny. And the prefix for before the 4-digit number was 833. And someone had given her my name to, she needed, she worked at the art museum then in development. And she wanted someone that would be willing to do some sort of a sales training for somebody, some of their volunteers. And so her friend gave her my card and she saw the 833 number. And when she called me, we became 833 buddies because we could call each other without dialing long distance. This is back in the days.
Back in the
Those of
days,
you
yeah.
who have always had an iPhone, you don't know about long distance phone charges.
Back
And
when it would cost you $1 a minute to call someone.
yes. So that's how we became friends. And then, we've been in and out of each other's lives a lot. And they live near us, so we're kind of both out in the country. And her husband died a little over a year ago now, so she asked me if I wanted to go to yoga with her on Friday morning. So we go to yoga at the Outerbein Senior Citizens Facility for $5 a time, which is the best bargain in town. And I could go on Tuesday also, but I volunteer at the library on Tuesday, so I only go on Friday. And this past Friday, when Karen and I were walking in, and she said, "I so need this because I didn't go on Tuesday." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "What's really so good is we have each other to." Because I said, "If you hadn't gone today, I would have said I'm not going either because I was getting ready to go to Fort Wayne." And but since Karen was going, I had to go. And we chat with each other, and I think I've been, like a little, she went through and still is going through a hard time after losing her husband. But right away it was really hard. And
Of
I
course.
think just having, knowing that she was going to have a conversation with me every Friday, I think that helped. But I love being with her, and I think that it helped her also.
It's you were talking about accountability. I mean, I think of the people that I know through the National Speakers Association, people I've become very good friends with. I've had accountability partners through that, where honestly, I would not be as far along in my business, I think, if it weren't for people, I'm going to be meeting with Mimi. I had better get this stuff done that I said I was going to get done. So it's kind of nice to have that in our lives. I'm trying to think of some other unusual things that have happened as a result of networking. I spoke at the Michigan Credit Union League Oakland County chapter some years ago now, probably about maybe 10 years ago. And one of the gentlemen there, his name was Jim Baylor. He said when he and I talked afterwards, and he said that he was always very nervous about networking. He was a very technical, introverted type guy. And he decided after hearing my talk that he was going to go to his alumni association meeting. And he went and he met a young woman there and they started dating. And a few years later, they got married.
Oh
So,
my gosh.
so you just never know. And in fact, I met my wife through an introduction. I mean,
You did.
you were the one who introduced us.
Yeah, I had a little networking dinner for five couples. Only two people were not married, so
Coincidence.
coincidence.
All right. Well, any other ideas on unusual networking that you've seen out there?
There's probably some, but I can't think of any right now. I'm brain dead, Greg.
Well, when you are out there networking and looking for ways to be of service to other people, understand it doesn't have to be a client. It doesn't have to be a contract. It doesn't have to be a new job for them if they're looking for a job. It could be a lot of things. I mean, look for what their needs are and look for ways to be of service.
Yeah, and like I said, It can be just that you're showing interest in them and listening to them, like I did with Kieran, in those first months after Bob died. Or it can be helping them to make a decision, or giving them ideas on how they can make a better decision, or whatever. It doesn't, like you say, it doesn't have to be the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information for that is in the episode notes. We'd love to hear about your experience with unusual benefits you've received from networking. So please do let us know anything that you have come up with. And of course, we do come back to you every single week. So if you'd like to hear more, please do subscribe. Until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you soon, Mom.
All right, we'll see you soon, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.